Election officials here in the United States say they are getting threatened just for doing their jobs. It's one of the findings of a new poll from the Brennan Center for Justice, which surveyed local election officials across the country. And joining us now to tell us more about it is the Brennan Center's Lawrence Norden. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peter.
And boy, this is a pretty sobering look at the mindset of American election workers. My reading of it is that they sound burnt out and scared. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I think that's a fair description. I think election administrators, they're closest to seeing everything that experts outside of elections have been warning about. The threats and intimidation that they've been receiving connected to the big lie about the 2020 election. The top two reasons that election officials list for probably leaving before 2024, and one in five say they are likely to leave before 2024, are lies that political leaders are telling about the election system and stress. So no question that they're really feeling a lot of pressure.
Speaking of those threats, NPR spoke with an election official in Nevada County, California recently. Let's listen to Natalie Adona here.
I had to shut down our office lobby to in-person walk-ups because we had an incident where a door got slammed into one of my staff members. I now have a restraining order against that person.
Can you tell me more about some of the threats you've heard about? Who's receiving them and where are they coming from?
Yeah, one in six election officials in our poll said that they had received threats. Most often those threats are in person. So similar to what Natalie discussed, people actually showing up to the offices. And they can often be quite graphic and disturbing in terms of people, you know, calling election officials or election workers traitors, threatening them with physical harm, with death, and invoking family members. And election officials, election workers are people, and those are very disturbing things to hear. An extraordinary number, one in four election officials expressed concern about being assaulted at work on the job. And maybe even more concerning, a solid majority said they were concerned about the safety of their colleagues. Hmm.
Another issue that we're starting to see is that some partisan actors have been involved in elections offices. You've probably heard the story of the Colorado County Clerk, mm-hmm. Tina Peters, who was just indicted for allegedly tampering with voting machine hard drives along with her deputy. What do you think about that? Is it an outlier, or do you expect problems like that to accelerate?
It's definitely a concern, and election officials expressed concern about this too. A majority of those that were asked in our survey said that they had concern about who might be coming in to fill these job openings. That people that are coming in now may believe the lies about the 2020 election. I do think that there are measures that can be taken to make the system more secure against, you know, what we call insider threats, to the extent that there are people that really aren't familiar with the system and may be duped by people that are spreading conspiracy theories, to make sure that we guard adequately against that threat. But it's definitely a real concern. And not all of this comes down to money, but it will cost money to deal with those kinds of threats. And it's certainly been disappointing that there hasn't been more support for election officials in their work.
Well, to that point, I noticed that your poll says election workers don't think the federal government is doing enough to help them on this issue. What do you think? Is that a valid complaint?
It's absolutely a valid complaint. There have been the federal government has done some things recently. The Department of Justice set up a task force to deal with threats against elections. But really, if you look since 2020 and all of the new challenges that election administration is facing, threats, misinformation, political interference, not much has happened. Congress came to a budget deal just yesterday, and there is barely anything for elections in that budget, $75 million out of a $1.5 trillion dollar budget. And $75 million for 10,000 election jurisdictions isn't going to go very far when you're looking at the kinds of things that election officials are facing right now.
Lawrence Norden is Senior Director of the Brennan Center's Elections and Government Program. Lawrence, thank you.
Thank you.